Wisconsin's Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program has existed for more than two decades. It allows the DNR to borrow money to purchase coveted land so it can remain pristine. To date, the fund has protected more than 600,000 acres. The last state budget cut funding for the program by 30%. This time around, Governor Walker proposed only minor changes, so Representative Corey Mason seemed stunned when Republicans proposed further reductions.
On the heels of an already 30% cut to the program, going from $86 million to $60 million, is a substantial cut. And more understandable in a climate where we had a $3 billion deficit that we had to fill. But to do this today, to cut it another 22%, and then make it into a public policy and pork Christmas tree.
Fellow Democrat, Assemblyman John Richards, offered similar criticism. He asked why one state trail in northern Wisconsin was singled out to receive funding.
I'd like someone to defend this pork that's being provided for the Bearskin State Trail project. Maybe it's a great project, I don't know. But I don't understand why that's singled out as the one item that gets money when everything else is getting cut and everything else is being sold off. How can that be? How can that be right?
Republican Representative Daniel Limahue calmly deflected Democrats' criticisms, including over the trail under attack.
The whole idea of stewardship is so that the citizens of Wisconsin, future generations, our kids, grandkids, can go to these properties and use them and enjoy them. But we're saying that if we're going to buy all these properties, there's a cost to maintain them and develop them, and that should come out of the stewardship fund, too.
Limahue also defended the portion of his plan that requires the DNR to sell 10,000 acres of preserved land.
It's my understanding that the DNR has been looking at their portfolio of land, if you want to call it that. They have identified over 8,000 acres that they really don't need.
In the end, the Republican vote held sway. Conservation advocates were quick to react, calling the joint finance vote a significant blow to Wisconsin's ability to protect forestry, clean air, and water. Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM.